You know that black and white cow we see in TV ads and in farm pastures? Well, that's the Holstein. She's America's prime cow when it comes to giving lots of milk. But a French veterinarian who got interested in dairy genetics thinks our Holstein needs a leg up, so to speak. Jerome Chateau is president of Normand Genetics, a company that offers dairy farmers Normandy's very own French cow for breeding. Jerome joins us from Paris. Jerome, thanks for joining us. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
So, why don't you like our Holsteins?
Well, you know, I do like your Holsteins, but I also like the farmland and your farmers. And I think over the past decades, things have changed, and the dairy economy has reached another stage. And right now, there are really two tracks. It's a very intensive mode of production and a less intensive one. And the needs are different for each segment, and the Holstein is not necessarily the best adapter to each. And the selection of the Holstein has been really, really intense over the past 50 years, thanks to artificial insemination, among other things. And that very nice cow has been made into a very tall, skinny, narrow, and fairly weak animal with very high production, very well adapted to high grain diets and intensive operations, but with lots of problems, even in those operations that are less intensive as well. And that's the problem.
So when you say this, so many words, they've been developed to give us a maximum amount of milk, but you're saying what, do they have problems with their health or the quality of the milk?
Indeed, especially their health, fertility and longevity. Today, a Holstein barely makes it to 4 years on the average, you know, barely two calves, not even two lactations, you know. So the turnover is very high. There's very little longevity, lots of metabolic diseases, and also very weak fertility. It's very hard to get those Holsteins bred back. And the production, yes, has reached stratospheric levels with very little components, so the milk is not particularly rich. But all those elements make it fairly unsustainable.
So you have Normandy cows.
That's right.
And you offer those cows for breeding here in the United States. What are the qualities of the Normandy cow?
Well, the Normandy, and unlike the Holstein, has not been selected as intensely on production, milk production only, on quantity only. It's been selected on a variety of traits that include muscularity, so beef production, body condition, and also components, the quality of the milk. And for those reasons, because it's retained its original qualities and a more balanced type of cow that doesn't look as skinny as the Holstein and is more adapted to grass-based systems.
So in so many words, this is really a cow for grazing. Holsteins don't graze anymore?
Well, Holsteins have not grazed for about 50 or 60 years. That's a very particularity of the American system, is that dairy cows have basically been kept out of the pasture since the 50s. So Holsteins have been selected since then on no grazing operations, if you want. Of course, you can try to put them back into grazing, but you run into some issues because grass typically is not as consistent as a diet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know that the Normandy cow in France is famous for the milk and how rich it is, and that milk goes into some very famous cheeses, and then, of course, the creme fraiche. So is this cow being bred here in the United States to increase those qualities in the milk?
Yes, it's definitely one of the reasons why people are interested in this breed. And a number of dairy farmers are paid for components. You know, not everyone is paid for the richness of the milk, but a number are. In this case, they are definitely interested in increasing the richness of the milk. And for those who make cheese, of course, then it's even more of a reason to have Normandy cows.
Jerome, thank you for talking with us.
You're very welcome, Lynn.
Jerome Chateau is president of Normand Genetics. The Normand breed, by the way, is known for its sunglasses, those dark circles around their eyes, and for brown and white speckles on their white coats. Keep an eye out. If you see one in the pasture, there could be some great cheese up the road.